back again for our monthly show with our gals from Tinto Wita Teepee down in Welch, just south of Hastings, our wonderful senior living community. And we're going to talk a lot about working today, working at the teepee. Why is the teepee cool? Why do you want to work there? Why would you want to work there? Well, I got three gals here today that are going to tell you a little bit about why they love to work there, what makes the place special, and what keeps them there. And I think that's important because in the days and years of turnover and this, you know, always thinking the grass is greener on the other side of the pasture, these ladies have stayed in said pasture for quite some time now, and they're here to talk a little bit about everything that's going on. Of course, we got Ashley Wagner, who's here. She's going to be our leader of the pack here today. She's our RN down at Tinto Wita Teepee. And then we got Sue and Shelby both here, and they're going to talk a little bit, too, about why Tinto, why work at Tinto? What makes them keep coming back every morning when that alarm goes off? And we're going to talk about that fun here in just a moment. So first of all, thanks for coming in, ladies. Hello.
Hello. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, the teepee, obviously, to me, one of my most favorite sponsors that I've worked with in my 8 months, because A, it was my first kind of senior living community that I got to reach out to, learn quite a bit about it, what it's about, why it makes it so special. And I've gotten attached to the place without even living there because of people like Ash and Court that have been just fantastic in getting the word out to me and then to you guys out there listening. But the workers too, there's a reason why they stay there. And I'm going to ask Ashley, first of all, to kind of tell me about these two gals, because you have a great team. Everybody that I've seen, talked to, met up with, goofed around with, I mean, I'm just going to straight up say it, has been absolutely awesome. These gals here are kind of that semblance of what we're talking about, keeping people around, taking care of your employees. They reciprocate and do the same for you and for the residents. Tell us about these two gals and what makes them so special to the teepee, Ash.
Yeah, so today with me I have Miss Susan Taylor and Miss Shelby McKinley. Both of them are my lead resident assistants. So they have a leadership role within our team. They're kind of the mentors of our team. They help to do a lot with training and orientation and have just some side responsibilities that not my average employee has. But these guys are really unique because Sue is one of our original employees. Tinta, as you alluded to, you know, there's a lot of turnover in the workplace right now. And Tinta has a very unique and close-knit kind of small team. Mm-hmm. Of our current team, we have over a third of our workforce has been with us since 2018 when we first opened. And thereafter, our average length of employment is 2.5 years. So, I mean, this not only creates great camaraderie.
That's a good word.
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm, yep. It's a big one with the team, but also it creates excellent care and continuity of care for our residents because it's consistent people caring for them for long periods of time.
And I know too, Ash, that they all get very entwined in their lives. They become part of their family. And I think that the workers that come to Tinta know that coming in, that you're there for them, and you have to find special people that can care for different, you know, needs, different things that in their way of life. And when they come here, they know that, hey, when I put down that application, I want to work here, I'm going to have that. Talk about how these gals, they become part of the family and really are an extension of their family with Tinto Wita Teepee.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we really do get to know our staff and our residents in ways that not everybody does. You know, sometimes in a bigger organization, you're just a name and a face and you don't really get to know the people above mm-hmm. or below you. And I don't feel like these gals would say that about our environment at mm-hmm. all. Sometimes for better or worse, right, ladies?
Everywhere is like that. But I want to know, Shelby, why don't you tell me? I'll let you take the mic first. You know, what did you do before coming to Tinto Wita Teepee? And maybe what brought you here to the community?
I worked at 3M and Red Wing as a lead inspector making safety harnesses for people out in the workforce that, like, climb high places and stuff that need a safety harness. And what drew me to the teepee is I was looking for a job, and Sue said, hey, we're hiring over here at the teepee. Come on out. And I filled out my application and got my interview and been there ever since.
What's kept you there so long, though? I mean, like I said, so long. And I say so long, like 2 years. I've been here now with a little 2 year space for 21 years now. And I don't want to go anywhere else. I love working in small town radio. What's drawn you, Shelby, there to keep you there? What's been the best part of working at the teepee?
Well, I've been there for a little over 4 years now. I just really love the people and the residents. It's just a really close-knit. It feels like a family, so it's been nice.
So what about you? I mean, before you came to the teepee, what were you into, and why get away from that and get into this? Or have you always been kind of in the senior living mode? We're kind of give us your roadmap to bring you to the teepee.
So I was mostly a stay-at-home mom, and I decided to go back to work in the home care again. I started working in a nursing home when I was actually in high school.
Yeah.
And that's the only kind of job that I enjoyed. So then when Tinta came about, I went and applied, and I've been there almost 6 years. But I just, the only thing I can do, that's the field I can only work in.
Yeah.
You're caring for people.
It's like me with radio. I mean, I tried to do something else. You know, why did I get, the whole 2 years, I'm thinking, why did I get out of that? Why did I do that? Why did I? And you're almost kicking yourself. When you came back, was there that feeling of new, you know, hey, the rejuvenation almost to get you back in? How does it make you feel when you walk in the door every day and you know you're going to make an impact on somebody's life?
Oh, I love walking in the door because it's a whole different environment, because it kind of like when you go into work, it's like, okay, I can take a break from home and actually go in and help people and take care of them. And with being with the staff is great.
The staff. Okay, now I'll make Ash plug her ears. No, I've gotten to meet so many wonderful people, and you probably even see me, you know, running around going, who's this guy? What's this guy doing? You know, he shouldn't be here. What's he doing? No. Just even chat and mingle with your people. I mean, when you get to work, you need to have a stable environment. You know, mm-hmm. What is it meant to you to have this group? And not only that, pretty much the same group around day in and day out. How much easier does that make your job, knowing they kind of know what you're thinking and want to do, and vice versa? There's a little ESP that goes into it with your cohorts when you're working.
Yes, it's almost like having another family. Like we can talk to one another, even on different subjects, and we're just there for one another.
What about, Sue, that you're one of the longest standing employees. You know, like you said, you've been there really from the start. What keeps you here, though, when the whole grass is greener thing pops into your head? Or does that even pop into your head at the teepee? Because the people are so awesome, it makes you feel like you don't need another job. What keeps you here and going, Sue?
It's the residents, the staff, getting to know the family members. You know, everyone, the residents, they have their own unique, different values of what they've done when they've grown up. And so we've learned quite a bit of different ones.
What about you, Shelby, with COVID? You know, I mean, you and I, all you guys know, when we went through that mess, it was one of the toughest things. In radio, the sports were non-existent. I was doing news stories. I was finding ways to get our business on the air to talk about their business so they could survive. It was a whole different job that being a sports director became. I want to know that through all that stuff, what kept you there after things started to subside, get back to a little bit of normalcy? What kept you there as a young gal that could have said, hey, well, I'm just going to go do anything? What kept you here?
Like we keep alluding to, the people and the residents is what has kept me there. People like Sue, I mean, just everybody is very flexible with, you know, if, you know, I need to take a day off for a kid appointment or whatever, everybody's very flexible with being able to help out and all of that. Also, just the residents, we have some and have had some very cool residents with very cool backstories and lives, and it's just it's a joy every day to go to work and just learn about all the things that they've done and been through, and just being able to help people is just a plus too.
Now, so they're probably all depressed that you guys are skipping out on work to come hang out at the radio station.
And Courtney's
probably
holding it down. I just gotta say.
Oh my goodness. Well, if anybody's gonna hold it down, it's gonna be Court. Although I've been told she's making me breakfast, so that is definitely a plus, and I'm going to hold her to that as we get into the coming months. Stay tuned for some of that, folks, as we get into next month, because I think we got some fun stuff brewing up, and we're going to talk more about that here in a little bit as well. And so what makes Tinto different than other senior living communities that you've been a part of? You've been in, you know, this type of care for a while, and like you said, this is the stuff you do. What makes it different than any other place that somebody could stay at?
Well, at Tinto, it's a smaller building, and we are, like I said, we're like family. It's just a good environment to be in, and we can, you know, like I enjoy going there and taking care of everyone. Like I said, get to know the family. And also that we have a really good gal that does the activities for our residents. And our kitchen staff always, they have great ways of making the dinner, how would you say it, very good,
yeah,
fresh.
Very tasty.
good. And our dining room, that's a nice area for the residents, too, to enjoy a good meal and get to visit and get to know one another. So we all just sit there and chat and just a normal day.
Shelby, what's a day at Tinto look like from the caregiver's perspective? Because sometimes, and in any job, you know, days can be different. Days can be more challenging than the other. But for you, is every day different too? Talk about that a little bit as well.
Yeah, every day is different, depending on what gets thrown our way. It's always a lot of fun. I'm getting to build my skills towards becoming a nurse just by helping individuals with tasks such as dressing, grooming, bathing, toileting, medication, and diabetic management. But also getting to be creative and socialize and do stuff for activities when our activities lady is out of the building. So just coming up with fun games or fun crafts or what have you with them. So it's a lot of fun. Every day is different and you never know what to expect when you walk in the door, but it's always a good time.
Well, and I think that's one of the things that Courtney and I have talked about time and time again. You know, we're this little gem in the country, and that's the thing is our size. We are unique. We are not your 100-bed with, you know, a skilled wing and a memory care wing and an assisted living. We are independent and, you know, home care-based services in a smaller setting. So we do get that family-like feel, but then I think as the girls have talked about, they have the ability to socialize. They have the ability to do activities and to customize things to the residents' liking because we have the time and the capacity that I think a lot of other caregivers don't always have at larger communities when they're feeling rushed and short-staffed and stressed out. We are unique in that way. And I love Shelby's story of coming from factory work and now coming into to healthcare and being able to, you know, show them nursing in senior housing because there's a great need for it for compassionate caregivers like these guys.
And obviously, Shelby, you're good at it. So and you want to get into nursing now. I mean, how cool is that? Where are you at in that venture of your life? I mean, how are you going to get into it? Are you going to have to go into schooling now, or is it something where you kind of wait to see when that time might be? Kind of where are you in the progress?
So right now I'm in the process of going to school for it. I'm a little slow at it just because I have a busy outside life, outside of work and outside of school. So just taking my time. Ashley's a great teacher, so I've just been learning a lot of different things from her and, you know, just trying to build my skill that way. School is a little difficult for me, so it's a slow process, but I love helping people, so it'll get done eventually. So
now you guys are saying too, you gals once in a while have to fill in for Sarah, and Sarah Fox's shoes are very large. I mean, when she brought them in here, I'm like, oh my god, there's no way
you met her.
I'm telling you right now, hearing about tuna tastings and her getting a bunch of people,
the Sarah Fox effect.
I mean, yeah. Come on, no. I mean, did you feel almost, I don't want to say intimidated, but when you got to take over for the Don Dada, which she is. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, you got to kind of dig down deep a little bit to find
absolutely.
What you want to do.
Yeah. You know, she's had some time off recently, and I've had to dig and try to figure out what works best for the residents and what everybody would like. And a lot goes into her job. So I'm very happy when she's back in the building and I don't have to do activities for that day, but
loaded question, Sue. Now, what do you think is like, what has been the most fun activity for you guys as employees when you're watching the residents doing whatever, participating, whatever it might be? Is there one that sticks out to you in your time here that you can go, oh my gosh, that was fun, and tell me why?
We actually just did a jelly bean taste.
Oh, get out of here.
And instead of the residents doing it, myself and another gal that works with us ended up doing the jelly beans. Shelby
did it?
There was like dirty socks.
Oh, it was the icky ones.
Oh my god, a booger. They were
bamboozled.
Horrible. And the residents are sitting there watching us do this, and they got the biggest kick out of it because we were doing the jelly beans, and I'm holding a napkin, just kind of like putting the jelly beans. Okay, you guys, I think this is enough for the tasting.
Oh, you gals need to watch my son Dallas and I's taste test video. We'll have to find it, send it down to you gals, and just watch my son and I taste those. And it was one of the most rancid yet hilarious 6-7 minutes you'll ever watch. I'll send that to you guys. For you listeners, we'll have to post it online so you guys can check it out. I got to wrap up this show, though. Ash, are there current opportunities to join the team? Let's quickly rattle down some of that. You want to join the TP team?
Yes,
you can
you do
that. How can you? Yes, you do. Yes, she's trying to pry me away, Dan. How do you do it?
So anybody who's interested can go and view our open positions at EbenezerCares.org. But also, we're always looking for volunteers to help with activities. Come, call bingo for us. If you have a musical talent, get in touch with Sarah. We would love for somebody to come play hymns on a Sunday afternoon for folks, or, you know, guitar on a random Thursday. Yeah. I don't know. Whatever you got, there's always a quote-unquote position. Yeah. Even if it's not caregiving, there's always something that you can bring to our team. So please give us a call, find out what that is, and we'd be happy to talk about it.
I know my phone's going to ring sooner or later from court going, hey, Nick, come down and call bingo. We'll have the radio guy down. Everybody's going to love that.
You've all got right. The voice for it.
Well, you can hear the voice later on a baseball game coming up here at the Raiders. But other than that, that's it for us. Girls, I want to thank you for coming in. We're going to do it again sometime now that you guys aren't as nervous, going, oh my gosh, this is just so crazy. Why are we on the radio? No, they did a great job. And again, you can see Shelby and Sue down at Teen to Wheat to TP as well, and come back and join us next month for more, a special show coming up here on KDWA. Till then, folks, goodbye.
Almost heaven.